Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on method for amen variation with crunchy sampler texture. Today we're not just looping an amen break, we're turning it into a living drum edit that can move, answer the bass line, and evolve across a full arrangement. The big idea here is simple. Keep the groove, keep the snare identity, but add variation and texture in a way that feels intentional and hard-hitting. In drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, darker halftime leaning sections, and neuro-adjacent edits, the difference between an average break and a pro-level edit is usually not more notes. It's better variation, better transient control, and smarter texture management. So that's what we're building. First, choose an amen or amen-style break that has strong kick and snare anchors, plus enough ghost note detail and room tone to make the crunch interesting. You want a break with personality, but not one that is already overloaded with top-end wash. If the bass line is busy, choose a break that leaves more space in the mids and highs. And for this kind of work, 170 to 174 BPM is right in the zone. If your tune is sitting at 172, start there and listen in context. Now, keep the warping light. You do not want to flatten the feel out of the break. The amen works because of its micro timing, the tiny pushes and pulls, the ghost notes, the little human details. That swing is the soul of the edit. So instead of forcing it too hard onto the grid, use Ableton's slice to new MIDI track function and convert it into a drum rack. Slice by transients if you can. If the break is messy, use a more structured slicing approach as a backup, but then go in and refine the important hits by hand. Once it is sliced, rename your keypads right away. Kick, snare, ghost, top loop, rim, whatever makes sense for your break. That sounds basic, but it speeds up your workflow massively. And speed matters when you're building edits. You want to move fast enough that the vibe stays fresh. For advanced workflow, duplicate that drum rack into separate roles. One track can be your break core. One can be your crunch layer. One can be your fill or FX layer. Think in roles, not just sounds. The core break is your groove engine. The crunchy sampler layer is your attitude layer. And the extra chop layer is your transition tool. Now build a clean core pattern first. Don't start with chaos. Start with a two-bar backbone that can loop under a bass line without falling apart. A classic move is kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, with ghost notes leading into the backbeats. Then in the second bar, keep the main backbeat stable but change one little hat or ghost detail so the phrase answers itself. That small movement is what stops the loop from feeling like wallpaper. Use velocity carefully. Your ghost hits can live around 20 to 50 velocity. Main snares should stay strong, maybe around 95 to 120. Hats and accents can sit in the middle. The point is to keep the snare identity clear. If the backbeat loses authority, the whole edit loses its anchor. A little groove can help, but use it like seasoning. In darker DNB, the best feel often comes from subtle late ghost notes rather than obvious shuffle. The groove should feel alive, not drunk. Now for the fun part, the crunchy sampler texture layer. This is the core of the lesson. Take your sliced break or your core loop and route it to a new audio track, so you can resample it. Set the new track to resampling or feed it from the source track output. Then build a deliberately degraded chain using Ableton stock devices only. Start with saturator. Push the drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB and use soft clip if needed. Then add drum bus. A drive around 10 to 25 can give you that chew it, hardware-ish punch. Keep boom off or very subtle on this layer because we do not want sub-energy living here. Then add redux. You do not need to destroy it completely. Just bring in enough bit depth or sample rate reduction to roughen the edges. Add auto filter to keep the crunch out of the low end, and if you want a little extra bite, erosion can be used very lightly. Record one or two bars of this processed break onto the resampled track. And here's a pro tip. Record longer than you think you need. Extra tail, extra room noise, accidental little artifacts, all of that can become gold later. Then chop that audio into useful pieces. Maybe one snare tail crunch, one hat burst, one kick to snare transition, one offbeat texture hit. The key is to keep the crunchy layer short and purposeful. It should feel like the break being chewed up by the arrangement, not like a constant distortion bed. A controlled gritty layer might sit around a saturator drive of 4.5 dB, drum bus drive around 18, redux giving you a 12-bit-ish character, and auto filter cutting up into the 180 to 350 Hz range, if you want mostly mid and high texture. Now place that crunchy texture only at variation points. Not everywhere. That's what makes it feel expensive and intentional. Put it before the snare in bar 2. Put it at the end of every fourth bar. Put it on the last half beat before a drop. Put it under a call and response bass phrase. In other words, use it like punctuation. A strong arrangement move is this. Let bars 1 through 3 stay relatively stable, then use bar 4 to add one crunchy answer before the loop resets. That creates phrase logic. The listener feels the cycle, and the energy moves with purpose. You can also build an audio effect rack on your break bus or texture bus with three chains. One chain is clean core, one is crunch, one is filtered FX. On the clean chain, use EQA to clean up any low rumble and maybe a very light glue compressor if the loop is uneven. On the crunch chain, stack saturator, drum bus, auto filter, maybe a touch of overdrive if you want more mid-range bite. On the filtered chain, use auto filter automation, maybe echo or reverb if you want a more stylized transition, and utility if you need to narrow the stereo image. Then map macros to the important stuff. Crunch amount, filter cutoff, dry and wet blend, output trim. This way, you can automate a single macro across 8 or 16 bars instead of drawing a bunch of tiny edits. Fast, clean, and very usable. When you edit the crunchy layer, treat it like percussion, not ambience. Trim the dead air. Keep the strongest attack or the most interesting tail. Alternate slice lengths. Try little stutters, 1/16s, 1/8s. Tiny bursts. Place one texture hit to answer a snare and another to answer a hat run. Use clip gain and fade handles so the chops stay tight and click-free. If you want a more neuro-leaning feel, place the crunchy layer in slight rhythmic disagreement with the main break. Let the main break sit on the grid, while the crunchy slices land a little off. That asymmetry can make the whole thing feel much more alive. Low-end control is crucial here. The crunchy layer should almost never carry sub-information. Keep the sub-bass separate and mono. On the texture layer, use EQA to high-pass somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz depending on density. If it gets boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If the distortion gets too sharp, tame the 3 to 6 kHz area. And if the image gets too wide, use utility to narrow it down. A crunchy texture usually feels heavier when it's more focused, not wider. For the core drum bus, a little glue compressor can help hold the loop together. Keep it light, fast enough to add cohesion, but not so hard that the transients lose their punch. You want glue, not a flattened break. Now think in phrases. This is where advanced edits really come alive. Over 8 bars, make micro changes in ghosts, hats, or one crunchy fill. Over 16 bars, make a bigger switch up, maybe a filter opening or a slice rearrangement. Over 32 bars, do a full reset with a different break fragment or a new texture layer. A really effective move is to let the first 8 bars of a drop feel relatively clean, then bring in the crunchy edit layer in bars 9 through 16. That gives you escalation without needing a completely new bassline. Automation ideas that work well here include a slight increase in saturator drive in the last 2 bars, before a drop, opening the crunchy layer's filter from around 300 Hz up to a few kilohertz, or increasing drum bus crunch only in the final half of a phrase. You can also narrow the utility width just before a transition, then open it slightly on impact. Small moves like that add a lot of perceived energy. When it sounds right, print it. Resample the best 4 or 8 bar result to audio. Keep the original drum rock version, but also create a printed performance version of the break edit. Name your files clearly so you can revisit them fast later. Something like Amen Core 172, Amen Crunch A, Amen Fill 4 Bar, Amen Drop Print. Good naming is part of finishing tracks quickly. Watch out for the common mistakes. Do not overcrunch the whole break. Do not let the crunchy layer carry too much low end. Do not flatten the feel with too much grid correction. Do not make every bar equally busy. And do not ignore phrasing. The groove needs places to breathe. A few pro tips before we wrap up. Parallel drum bus is huge here. Often 10 to 25% wet is enough to make the break nastier without losing punch. A short echo throw on just one crunchy slice before a drop can sound massive if it's filtered and kept tight. You can also combine the crunchy amen with a subtle res hit on the same phrase boundary to make the call and response feel bigger. And if you want a cooler transition, try reversing a tiny chopped room tone slice before a snare so the hit feels sucked in. Here's a solid practice move. Build a 4-bar amen edit at 172 BPM. Slice it to a drum rack. Program a simple 2-bar backbone. Duplicate the track and create a crunch layer with saturator, drum bus, and redux. Resample one bar of that processed break, then slice out 3 to 5 texture hits. Place one crunch hit before each snare in bar 4. Automate the filter so it opens a little in the last 2 beats. Then check the whole thing with your bassline and sub, and do one final low-end cleanup with EQ8. The goal is simple, make bar 4 feel like a clear switch up without changing the entire groove. So remember the big picture. Build a clean rhythmic core first. Create crunchy texture by resampling and degrading a separate layer, not by destroying the main break. Use saturator, drum bus, redux, auto filter, EQ8, utility and glue compressor to shape the grit. Place variation at phrase boundaries. Keep the crunchy layer tight, filtered, and low-end disciplined, and treat crunch as percussive punctuation. That's how you make an amen edit feel intentional, heavy, and replay worthy. Now go build that edit, and make the break breathe.